can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Let me share you a poem. Mockers and scoffers, rise. Rise up and stretch your lying necks. Oh, you mockers and fucking scoffers, rise up to your final ruse, to your terminal last booze. Rise up and stretch your tiny necks for all to see, for all to hear. For all to see and for all not to be dear. For what your criminal mind has truly decreed as your last beer. On what did you wasted your puny life? Mocking, scoffing, and purposefully hurting a simple and still ignorant man. Can you see any purpose in your sinister act but to hurt, defy, and mostly to confuse this still common man without any ideals, morals, and single integral bones? So what else but to tell you? Stretch your lying necks so these can be swooshed by a single hex. So, mockers and scoffers, arise in your shiny snakish length, so Trump can cut your empty heads with a single clean slate. Yes, you will be slain, as many of you ill-kinded already are. You will be publicly degraded and buried into the ground that will not take you with a single grace. Only the worms of death will cherish your demise. But even these creatures are to be surprised, as no meat will remain on your dirty skeletons of lies, simply because you already eaten your own flesh, all the way into the soulless bones. So this little song is not for you at all, the decimated and already deleted ones, but for the ones who still sits on two or more than two chairs, one of ignorance and another of the terrified lenience, another of greed, yet one more of a simple ill gleed. Many chairs you still have beneath your puny ass, not willing to accept that these were there for your own demise. By hurting another, you only brought the rat on your crooked necks. So today is the day for scoffers and mockers to stop or to be eternally dead. Please do not take this as divine final warning, but take it as one and only heavenly command, as I took some liberties to deliver it to at your doorstep, in front of the house built on disintegrating sand. So, remember the 5th of November, where your kind has been fully disclosed by real patriots like Trump, Assange, Snowden, Powell's, and General Flynn's. Yet, for ease of consumption, this 5th of November day will last all the way to April 27th, in the very last next full year. So my question to any of you silly half-human kinds, to mock and to scoff one more the last time. I dare you. I bet you all 17 Bitcoin greats that you managed, that if you manage to conceive a single sentence over your stinky mouth of mockery, lies, and hate, I command this will be your last. So it is. Poetry is easy. When I write, it just goes out. But when I read, I have an extra hand to just flip the pages all around. So I thank you. Thank you for coming back to me. Well, want to hear some of the good news and the great news? Which one first? Well, the, let's say, medium warm, not so hellish news. The title for this completely new and almost like temporary seasoning between two big seasons, like episode 03. The full season will be called Urantia Solution Show, Reinvented. And the title for this episode 2 is When Trump's USA Martial Law Will Spread All Over South Africa and Its Unaware People. Soon or never. Well, my apology. We are supposed to meet today. We're supposed to meet in physical and online. So online will remain if the internet still allows. Yet in physical, we'll, let's say, read what I have to say here. Because they start spraying a second layer of second coming of Corona. It's absolutely ludicrous. They start spraying the mall on the inside because they're saying people are dropping dead, so-called, in one of the Woolworths big shops for the food. So they banned even people going down in this region of the mall. Anyway, we'll deal with this as it comes for the next next time we meet. Yet the title was quite, you know, challenging in the sense of what does it mean, martial law in the United States? What does it mean, Trump doesn't want to concede? What does it mean, General Flynn and many other generals are calling for the martial law? Meaning that all the, let's say, society preconceived systems, judicial, political, governmental, law, and so on, they all pretty much collapsed. And they collapsed on purpose, because Trump want to show you straight in your face how far this will go, in how many details he will bring these pieces very, very slowly, without even allowing anybody to get too much upset. If you need to find out what is wrong, you have to find out by yourself, not just listening what CNN and all the other guys were doing, because they were doing a mockery of their existence for last 4 years. And this, the poem was actually very, very closely dedicated to the fake journalists, these fiat investigators. I don't know how I can insult them, but they are complete liars. To me, the one who lies, it's nothing else than a common criminal. Because people know when they lie, or let's say when they don't tell the truth. So my first question is, why are they doing it? What's the intent behind? So they want to really screw you up. They want to fuck up the flow of information and the genuine movement that the Trump really brought so strongly in America. Well, as well in the world, because I know what's going on, let's say, in Serbia, in Croatia, in Greece, and in South Africa. So how and when we as a, let's say, human species will banish lying creatures all over? And they even have been paid before Trump comes to the presidency seat. They've been paid hefty amounts just to tell you repeatedly lie over lie over lie. And eventually, if you read some of the comments that I do, like there's books done by CIA completely describing the processes, how they're going to, well, not only influence you, but to put you in the state of despair and almost demonishment, because you do not believe in whatever you hear, but you actually act on these informations. Are they masks mandatory? What for? Does corona exist? Yes. But if it's not deadly, why it's pandemic? Because somebody else said it. And it doesn't matter. They can be specialists, they can be doctors, they can be the frigging so-called Fauci crapsters, that they were like absolutely making you stupid. Until you say, I don't want to be stupid anymore, Fauci is stupid. But it's your call. It's every single one of us who are watching all this stupidity to tell them in their face, it's stupid. I don't want to accept this. Let's say the elections now, so-called Biden is now a president-elect. Of what? The criminal is telling you that he's a chief. And you know he's a criminal, and you accept it, so what are you? In which category you would put yourself? Let's say, remove your ego, remove all of your let's say, misdemeanor, small little mistakes that you did or criminalities. If you're supporting a criminal, what the fuck are you? If you're supporting a thief, are you stealing from an unaware human or another person? You absolutely are. So this mockery news guys, they just took it as their own. It's their own turf, they own it, whatever they tell you, you have to believe it. But if you don't, what if you challenge them? What if you question them? So what if you decide that you don't want to trust them anymore? Something, somebody online, you found what Flynn is saying, what voter fraud and voter criminality is possibly real. And it's just somebody is finally talking about this. And you're taking it with a bit of, let's say, discomfort, but you want to investigate. You want to find out why this happened. Did it happen before? Did it happen in 2016? Did it happen in 2018, let's say, midterm elections? Did it happen in any other country where Dominion has thousands of these machines and softwares implemented? Nobody will blame you for being investigated. Nobody will, I mean, besides yourself, okay? But now time comes and it just is so changed that you can only blame yourself if you don't do anything. Just watch. You'll feel guilty if you don't research if somebody is bullshitting you and you say, but this is garbage. I want to find out. No. This one is a very important Fauci doctor, so-called fake doctor, Dr. Death for real. And you want to continue trusting him. Everybody's saying masks are ridiculous, but they're closing your business. And you still don't want to do anything. You still want to sit on your hands and say, I'll wait when they give me a permission. They will never give you permission. They will just give you another layer of laws, regulations, you know, forceful demands on you as unaware human. Well, I cannot even call you human because whoever belongs in the category of wearing masks and shutting their business because it was their, they have to work to produce funds to feed the family, to actually have a money to pay the rent or to pay the mortgage or to pay. But the people in the government, they continue receiving the salaries and they don't work. And you not allowed to work, and of course you're not receiving any salary. But they ask you to pay the taxes. I mean, who the fuck is crazy here? Like, when it's a time that we say, really enough, I mean, you say, I said for myself, Denise says for herself, and we're doing it the way, the best we can. So even this commotion with the mall that we're supposed to have a gathering there, it's suddenly half closed. They want to spray the rest of the shops with something. And when I checked with my inner self what it is, it's just another layer of forceful, let's say, poisoning of the many people. Not to tell you in your face much what does it mean that when you're ignorant, you'll be really fucked upside down and sideways and you'll have to bend over and say, thank you, fake Lord, you know, for giving me grace of your presence and your foot on my face. Anyway, I will not be too insulting on you. Sorry if it sounds still harsh. The good news, Trump is leading all this almost years. About 17 years in preparation, as I'm aware, maybe more. Until the point where he become a president of the United States and he start publicly calling the fake news what? Fake news. But what does it fake means? Meaning they're liars. What does it mean if somebody is lying to you? They're criminals. They want to use these kind of disinformations and misinformations to achieve something very sinister, that you become or remain dormant, you became obedient, you continue to listen just what they say. And then what? I mean, for how many terms you need to get president like Trump to do something different? When is the time for you to get absolutely off your chair and off your computer and stop being afraid if your Twitter disappearing, Facebook doing censoring, YouTube deleting stuff? It's a common denominator. They did it tens of years before and you don't even complain. Now at least you're noticing and you still don't complain. When I create a video, it's mine. If they touch it, they are responsible. When they're going to pay for it, I'll tell you soon, but I call them upon every single fucking video if they touch anything on my video. If they don't want to distribute to another country, that's okay. I will call them for this as well. So every country costs them $10,000 for each single video. I make a nice list of this and I claim. This is all we can do. As a sovereign humans, we can claim what is ours. A mini story that somebody triggered me into saying, I'm losing every time I go to the shop and I'm putting my mask, I'm losing piece of my soul, putting in a quote. This is the really like a brave, investigative woman wrote this. And my answer was, absolutely, this is like a way how we lived until this moment when Trump opened our eyes. That these masks slap on you and every time you put it on, you're becoming smaller. You actually diminish in the humanity's size or size of the human within your physical body. And she was asking any suggestions. My suggestion back to her was, just fuck all of this. And very true that you're losing your particles of the spirit every time you go and you act as a slave. The solution, you go back in the same store to collect your stolen particles, because now they are stolen and they are just kind of hovering around because there's no overlords who are scooping all this every single second of from every single timeline they created, where you've been afraid, killed, raped, demolished and so on. So go back in the same store without a mask and stand tall and say, I deserve to, this is my absolutely human right to shop freely without a mask in this store and call back all of your particles. Only then it would work. You cannot just go under the mask and scaphander and the condom, like I saw people with like a full condom all over them. And the children as well. So, I mean, where this stops? Another comment that I made about this, it's with the mask, it's still your choice. It's still you have a free choice to remove it, to remove the mark of the beast. It is like this. It is all the way around, like only they can see a little bit of the eyes, but you have been marked. with these facial muzzles or facial diapers. Some funny guys are really making fun of all this situation, but I see them, they don't wear masks. I see them, they openly talking about this as a really like a criminal act against humans. And the next step would be that you cannot really back out of the mark of the beast if you take the vaccinations. It's like really a cooking a frog slowly, slowly, and they increasing the temperature, putting more pressure on you, putting more demands, putting more, you know, slavery laws and regulations, and really fake and frigging lies that you have to just say, it is enough. And only you can say for yourself. There's nobody else who can actually help you. I mean, you can listen some of us, but it will be your choice to do for what you want to do. And only you can actually be the one who can save yourself out of this predicament. Because the next, one of the final steps is where you become fully vaccinated with the RNA nanotechnology vaccines, or whatever they call them. To me, they're like a genetic implants. They are infusing in a people. And then what? You're fucked. You're done. You have no free will anymore. You have no free choice to say, I don't want to have this in my body. You already gave it. It's done. So it's like a last particle of your soul has been completely captured and put outside of your body, and they're remotely controlling you. They like on the remote, like a video game in which you are one of these virtual characters who's just running around the way how this overlords are chasing you where you want to go. Okay, kill yourself, kill another, do this, you know, rape the children, eat their meat, sacrifice these creatures, and so on. This was all done really on remote. But now you have a great opportunity with these masks to say, it's enough. I don't want to be part of this sacrificial Luciferian satanic cult of death, because this is the only thing they cherished. Well, mostly death of you. They will not die because they learned how to actually feed off your energies and prolong their lives as, you know, thousands and thousands of years. And now we're going into realm of how come, who these demons are. Galactic Federation of the Fake Light. Very, well sound name. Galactic, not Federation, Pederastiania. This is the creatures who actually infused a quarter of population with the actual implant of abusing children, being gays, lesbians, and transgenders, and all this, just to ease up their agenda. And their agenda is to eventually, you know, breed you as a rabbits, as a rat, as a, I don't know, non-gender cows, who's going to give them the energy without even knowing. Is it cow aware that it's giving milk for you to use it? Is the cow happy when you put her in a small little two square meter place, and she just have to eat from the front and then shit on the back and then give in the middle milk? And then when it's, you know, bulky enough, so with the meat, then she goes to the slaughter. So this cult that we lived in to the present moment of Trump's appearance in the public eye was a cult of death. Everything was around this. Cult of lies, cult of deception. So if you want to hear some of the deceptive approaches, how you've been tricked, listen some of my previous videos. You'll be able to find them soon. YouTube will release all of my deleted crap, not only mine, but everybody basically. So you'll be the one who actually want to choose where and what you want to hear, what you want to see. It'll be not manipulated or censored or some kind of a dark AI to putting certain words, certain emails, certain phrases that you're not allowed to say because it's offending to some snowflakes and so on. Absolutely not. This is the true freedom of speech is coming down. So you'll be very soon free to say, and this is trick here, fuck off this one, fuck off that one, because I don't want to hear this anymore. Just delete them from your list of whatever you're listening, watching TV. It will not be spoon-fed or forcefully fed into you, into your psyche. Because once when you start realizing that whatever you see, if it's a meteor coming, it is like a solar winds are coming from the sky, will do this, blah, blah. You actually inviting this stuff. If you don't have, a common sense to override it with your, divine logic saying, but this is ridiculous. I mean, why I have to do this? Why, if I voted for Trump and 117 million voted for Trump, and they still cannot say Trump is our president? So Trump, what he's doing now is bringing you, small increments of the truth. But truth is so damn strong. Like it's, when light comes into a small dark corner, it just evaporates everything that was hiding, that was wiggling in the corner. It just gone. And that, you see nothing left. You just see bright, nice corner. So same happening here. So Trump actually bringing small increments of truth and light into your life, into your physical body, because your physical body still hangs on the dark thoughts, dark ideas, dark, entities who are producing more fear. Okay, drop the bomb here, or, you know, let's do the war in Serbia, let's bomb Serbia, let's do Afghanistan for 10 years, let's, Clinton's, they will discover me. They will find out what Assange and Snowden discovered about my servers and my emails. So let's bomb and then destroy Benghazi, location where it was supposed to be like a saved. So, and then she doesn't matter, killed 4 or 5 Americans, 32 of local people that were helping Americans there. So cult of death and cult of lies. So where is your place into this? Are you going to continue? Are you going to wait until Trump do something? Well, he will eventually show you what he has done, but it's not until this point that you can actually be strong enough to sign a petition, I want martial law. And he can do limited martial law for these 6 frigging corrupt states. Just do a new elections for this, and you'll see it'll be like 93% people voting for Trump and for, Republicans who are going into a Congress and so on. So it doesn't mean that we'll be like becoming a dictatorship or so. He has rights. This is, up to him to call this, because the martial law has been called many times, but it's all kind of in a hidden for a very different agenda, very sinister agenda. Now this one is agenda of light, that you become aware what has been done to you. If somebody is raping you for like century and century and you say nothing, you eventually become, it's called a Stockholm syndrome, and I discussed with some of the people online about this Stockholm syndrome with the freaking aliens. We waiting for aliens to come and save us. Arcturians, Orions. Now, one of these funny guys, he's calling for Venetians or Venusians are coming and they're already among us and they are saving humanity. Freaking, everything is upside down. What I tell you, it's actually these creatures like this Michael Yaku, it's like absolute, ludicrous, brainwashed CIA clone. And CIA is in control from the freaking aliens. So where this ends? I mean, aliens, we clean them up. It's just a matter for you to get to this point where you can say, I mean, okay, I got it. Nobody will help me but my own self. My own choice will make a difference in my next day of life or next moment in my life. So when you realize that you are your own savior, yes, Trump is there to help. General Flynn is there. He was a murderer for 4 years. He was imprisoned, destroyed, threatened, and so on. And he still shows up here now in your face to tell you, you have to do something for yourself. And only by doing something for yourself, others will see it, that you're not wearing mask, let's say, as a very simple, the most, you know, minuscule way of defying the fake requirements. Remove your mask. If they don't let you into, let's say, a certain shop, go in another shop and say, listen, they didn't let me there without the mask. Would you allow me to shop in your shop without the mask? And they will be glad because they are as well the people. And you have to find a smaller shops, not these big chains. They are still under so-called control of the big big pharma and big transportation companies and big tech companies. Find small mom and pop shops. They make their bread. They have their own farms. They do the fruits. They do the grains. And this is all what you need for starters. It will be like an easy transition if you take it easy. But if you take it as a punishment, you're not allowed to drink on the weekend. This is like a new, again, renewed a law in South Africa. And I'm delighted because it will totally show, I mean, it shows when they removed this ban on the alcohol, crime, killing, car accidents, abuse, I mean, killing and beating women and children by alcoholics, or the other way around, it's skyrocketed. And then now they closed it. And now they're closing it on Thursday, opening it on Monday. And again, limited amount of the alcohol. You cannot buy like a 300 liters of wine or so. So, and anyway, the alcohol and wine and beers are not good for you. It's actually poison that when it comes into your physical body, again, you're losing a piece of spirit, as this beautiful woman mentioned that she noticed that she's losing piece of spirit every time she put the mask on. It's the same applies for the alcohol. Every time you drink an alcohol or glass, you're losing piece of your spirit. And when there's no spirit in your body, what is in? Answer this, and then we talk maybe some more.
Lord, but you don't really care for music. Hallelujah, hallelujah. couldn't feel. So I learned to touch. I've told the truth. I didn't come here to London just to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand right here before the Lord of Song with nothing, nothing on my tongue. But I